Kendall Wright, wide receiver, Baylor University, 5'11", 195 pounds. I see a team that can win and wants to win. And I see moves in free agency of this team trying to just grow and get better. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
The Bears signed free agent wide receiver Kendall Wright to a one-year contract. Wright was selected 20th overall in the 2012 NFL Draft and spent the past four seasons with the Tennessee Titans.
What are your first impressions now that you are in Chicago and you're officially a Bear?
It's really exciting. I mean, everybody's welcomed me with open arms. And, I mean, it's a change from where I've been. And it's really exciting right now. And I'm just ready to get out here and keep this Bears, this Chicago tradition alive.
What are you looking forward to most about being a Chicago Bear?
Just getting on the field and playing in front of those fans that I seen when I was a Titan and we came down and played the Bears, and just playing in front of those fans, even in the cold weather.
You tweeted, "You're so excited about this that you can't be cold, but it is freezing here."
Yes.
Are you looking forward to playing in that cold?
I don't mind. I mean, I really don't care. As long as I'm on the field playing and doing what I love, that's the main thing. I mean, it does get cold here, but oh well.
Although Wright has spent his entire NFL career in Tennessee, he's familiar with the Chicago sports scene.
My dad is from Chicago, and I grew up watching the Cubs, Bears, the Blackhawks, White Sox, all of that. So.
And there's another familiar face in Chicago. Bears offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins coached Wright in his first 2 years with the Titans. Wright had 94 receptions for 1,079 yards in 2013, and Coach Loggins was the one calling the plays.
What's that mean to you to actually be able to work with him again?
It means a lot to me. I mean, when I was with him, I mean, those were really my best years. The numbers part of it kind of fell off for other reasons when he left. But just to be with him again and have flashbacks of what other things that I used to do when I was playing with him, it's just exciting. It gets me really excited to play.
What was your relationship with him like when you were in Tennessee?
When I was in Tennessee, my relationship with him was cool. He started out as a quarterback's coach, and like halfway into the 2013 season or a few games into it, they moved him to OC. He just started doing his thing. He's a very passionate guy. And, I mean, when he's dialing it up, he is. He know how.
How do you feel like you've grown since he coached you?
He coached me when I was 22, 23. I'm 27 now, so I grew a lot. I mean, as far as everything, I've matured as a player and as a man. So,
how would you describe your locker room personality?
I'm naturally quiet and shy guy, but when you get to know me, I think I'm pretty funny, and I'm cool to be around. I mean, at least that's what I've heard. I'm really funny, and I keep everybody laughing.
How will you define success as you begin this next chapter?
I won't be able to define it with words. I mean, it won't be able to. I can't define it with words. I mean, I just have to let my play do the talking. I'm at a point where it's, I mean, 27, I'm too old to be talking. It's time to go out there and play and show everybody. It's time to show everybody. Words won't get you far, so you gotta go out there and do it.